And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan Rosario. It's truly an honor and a blessing to share with you today's scriptures of hope to encourage you along your faith walk journey with the Lord. The title of the message today is Prayer Closet Part 2, Breaking Through. Last week's message, Prayer Closet Part 1, I got some great reviews. So I wanted to talk more about how important it is to stay spiritually connected to God by spending time alone with Him every single day. Yes, not just praying on the go a few seconds or minutes a day as you run out the door, but literally, folks, setting aside time. And the definition of time means an appointed, fixed, or customary moment or hour for something to happen, begin, or end. An appointed, fixed, or customary moment or hour for something to happen, begin, or end. So, because spending time with God is so important, especially if you are trying to figure out how to get rid of and free from some stuff that's driving you crazy, those annoying situations that steal your joy and peace of mind, you gotta spend time with God. Last week's scripture, I shared Philippians 4:6-9. Write this down. Study it every single day. Very important scripture when it comes to building your faith, but also developing a personal, intimate prayer life with the Lord. So Philippians 4:6-9 tells us this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. So, I hope you get that being anxious about those things, that stuff, those situations in your life that leaves you detached from yourself and anything spiritual, detached from rightly dividing the word of truth because you can't think straight. And this means separated, in between, isolated. So when you are separated and in between and isolated from the word of truth, in my opinion, you are on your own. I mean, you may be praying for change in your life, but in the God reality, you are worlds apart. Literally. Either it's the world's way of thinking or living in God's reality, period. So becoming more spiritual keeps you connected to all things God. Again, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. You got to jump for joy. You got to thank the Lord. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So according to the scripture, be anxious for nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing, means zero and nobody. Don't let zero things or situations take your joy, folks. Don't let nobody veer you in a direction that could jeopardize your peace of mind. Why? Because the Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength and the peace of God will be with you everywhere you go. So you have to protect your joy and peace of mind at all costs. Yes, by any God means necessary. And verse 8 and 9 tells us this very thing. By any spiritual means necessary. In verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And verse 9 tells us why. The things which you have learned and received and saw in me, these do. And here's the why. And the God of peace will be with you. So when you meditate on all these things, the God of peace will be with you. So here it is in a nutshell, folks. Here it is. Be true to the calling on your life and the rest will follow. Whatever is true by God, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, meditate on these things all day, every day. And here's another why. Because it reconditions your thoughts from negative actions and reactions to positive and more spiritual reactions and actions. When you think, reflect, ponder, contemplate on positive, spiritual, and righteous things to protect your joy and peace of mind by any God means necessary, meaning by fighting through those negative thoughts that give you zero results. So that's why you have to stay prayerful every minute of the day, meditating on these things that are of good report. Amen. So if you are just tuning in to the Faith Walk Show, my name is Susan Rosario here. The title of the message today is Prayer Closet Part 2, Breaking Through. We are going to break through barriers of stuff today. You know, that junk that leaves your everyday thoughts and actions in a mess. If you're ready to get rid of that today, you don't want to miss this message. Again, the title of the message is Prayer Closet Part 2, Breaking Through. These scriptures today will help you break through and free you from mental chains that keep you in bondage within yourself, holding your joy and peace of mind hostage. So hold on to your seats. God has given me scriptures to share with you today. I hope it will touch your heart and help you keep your joy and peace of mind and not let it be a hostage to the adversary. Amen? So here is something that I got to put back on you. The breakthrough starts with you and only you. Yes, there's an action. You have to do something. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. You have to do something to protect your joy and peace of mind at all costs, again, by any God means necessary. It's like a full armor of God. You have to protect your joy and your peace of mind at all costs. And the way you do that is to give some of your time every day in prayer to God. You got to pull up a chair, folks, close the door, shut everyone out of the room, close the door, sit down, have a chat, and talk to God about your fears and worries so he can take them away. I mean, how easy is that? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you go to him in prayer, just because things haven't turned out the way you wanted them to, doesn't mean it isn't so. Just because you don't see it, doesn't mean it isn't so. So you shut the world out, you get in there, you fall on your knees, you stand up, whatever you do, and you pray to the Lord. And you say, Lord, thank you for my life. Thank you for my joy. Thank you that I'm in my right mind. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my job. Oh, God. Thank you. And Lord, I'm afraid because of this, Lord. And this person did this, Lord. Lord, help me. Help me forgive, oh God. Help me be the person that you want me to be, oh God. Lord, I know you can give me peace because you said you would. You said you would give me peace. So I want your peace that surpasses all understanding, God. But I thank you for your joy. I thank you, Lord, just because I don't see it, God. I know, Lord, you've done this in the past and you've done this for this sister and you did that for that brother. And Lord, I know if I just stand on faith, if I just pray to you, if I forgive and love and have faith and do all those things you told me to do, God, I know that you are going to answer my prayer too. So Lord, I want to stay in the right spirit, God. I want to stay in the right mindset. Oh God, help me overcome me. Oh God. Folks, when you praise the Lord and you go to him in prayer, there is nothing that he won't do for you because he can trust you because your heart is in the right place consistently. I said in last week's message, God doesn't do desperate. God does consistent. You have to have consistent faith, consistent love, consistent forgiveness, consistent prayer time with God. You have to have a consistent personal relationship with God, and it begins with prayer. So I believe this, and I got to get this in there today. I believe that God made it so that if we came to him in prayer, he would have the opportunity to straighten out our fleshly thoughts Yes, give us his answers to our matters. I mean, it may not always be the answer you want, but God knows what's best, right? So let me insert some scriptures here really quick again. If you are just tuning in, this is the Faith Walk Radio. And the title of the message today is Prayer Closet Part 2, Breaking Through. Mark 11, 22 through 24, really quick here. So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." And before I give you my thought on that, let me read verse 24 again. That's Mark 11, 24. "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." So the word in the scripture that sticks out is when, which means as soon as or that very moment. So whenever, whether this moment, 5 minutes from now, 1 hour from now, tomorrow, when you pray, believe you will receive it. So when you pray, faith has to kick in. So when you pray, believe, trust, have faith, have confidence that God is hearing and your prayer is in process. Now, there is a catch to the prayer. It is the blessings being released to you. It really is. That's why you have to study the Bible. God doesn't just give you the desires of your heart. Remember, he examines the heart, searches the mind, rewards you according to your ways. Are you nice at the grocery store? Are you cussing somebody out every day? Are you drinking yourself to sleep every night? Are you partying in the clubs? I mean, I don't mean to be so religious, but according to your ways. So, I also want you to study these scriptures in your spare time. Mark 11, 25 and 26 ties my point in here, and it says this, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you." So, folks, I got to say one thing to this scripture. Get up off your knees. Stop praying to God. Your prayer is not going to be answered if you're walking and holding things against other people and not forgiving them. And God made it that way. Because when you forgive, it frees your mind. It empties out all that stuff in your heart and it disposes of it. Yes, forgiving other people keeps you in the right mindset and keeps your heart filled with the joy and peace of God. So I say to people all the time, it's clear to me, folks, that God wants to answer all of your prayers, but there are conditions attached to your request. And according to the scripture, one of the conditions is predicated on whether you have it in you to forgive others, those who have hurt you and betrayed you. Before God considers your prayers, he will search your heart and examine your heart to see what's in it. So to everyone listening to this message today, make your peace with God and those folks that have hurt you. Forgive yourself, forgive others, so that you are clear and free to meditate on those things that are praiseworthy, so the Lord can be attentive and hear and listen to you every time you're with him. It all works together. Faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, the fruits of the Spirit. It all works together. Again, "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive them, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you." Amen? So let me move on and share a scripture here with you I believe will help you see physically how the Lord wants us to go about building our prayer life with him. So Matthew 6, verse 6. "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." I love this scripture. Your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And again, I go back to, like I did last week in Prayer Closet Part 1, I go back to that one-on-one alone time with God. And when you do that, guess what? It changes things and situations, all that stuff I've been talking about. Yes, prayer heals your mind, body, and soul. Prayer keeps you focused and aware of that stuff. And like I said last week, I keep saying stuff because it is just that. It's junk, distractions, hang-ups. It's those matters in your life that just don't matter. So as I move on, before I break from some announcements, really quick announcements, I know it's hard to give up all that negative stuff since you've lived with it for so long. But imagine physically carrying around all your stuff. Yes, carrying around your fear, worry, your pain, suffering, your regret, your anger in a tote or duffel bag. Imagine that. Imagine a tote or duffel bag of stuff goes to work with you every morning, just in case you need some stuff to bring up to combat the peace, love, and joy God is trying to give you. Every morning you wake up, you get dressed, go to work. Right along with packing your lunch, you pack all your stuff to go right along with you, right out the door with you, leaving behind your prayer time with God, that quiet, alone time with God. So you pack your lunch, you pack your stuff right along with your lunch, you run out the door because you're late, of course. You just didn't have time to pray. And after all, who wants to stop and give God some time when you're in a hurry? You got to go. So you think to yourself, I can get that time with God when I get home tonight. Yep, I can do that. Of course, it never happens, right? So you rush out the door, leaving behind your spirit of love, your joy and forgiveness, your peace of mind, your hope and faith in God. You are 100% completely unarmed and alone. Now you get to work. The first coworker that says something to you you don't like, you let them have it. And how do you do that? Now, this is your opportunity to unzip that duffel bag of stuff you've been carrying around for the last 11 years. And it works well for you, so you pull it out and you pull out unforgiveness. That seems to help you detach and disconnect from what would Jesus do, right? That seems to keep your prayers unanswered. So let me pull out some unforgiveness. Now, I know that sounds a little comical, but true. Again, Mark 11, 25, 26, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. So now, today is moving on, your heart is hardening, and you are on your way to crashing into everybody's life with much attitude, I must add. Those feelings belong to you. The junk, the mess is in your life. You take them with you every morning. So yes, folks, those feelings belong to you at that point. It's the junk, the mess in your life. Just like the example I gave you, you take them with you every morning. God is not able to tell you nothing. Absolutely nothing. Why? Because you are not around for him to do so. You are everywhere else in your mind. So there's no room for the Holy Spirit to come in and keep you flesh-minded free. So the Holy Spirit finds himself competing with the stuff you take with you every morning. And that stuff you are carrying is well-equipped to handle your mess. It is. That's what keeps you in the mess. Your mess. So when you leave the office every day, you are still alone. Still no quiet time. No intimate time with God and prayer, so you keep it moving, on the move, on your way home, with your bag of stuff. I mean, hey, you never know. You might need some angry at the gas pump. You might need to become combative if someone accidentally bumps you. So you pack your anger, so when you stop at the gas station on your way home, you are armed with the anger that defends you all the time. I mean, you got the right stuff, baby. You got it. You got the right stuff to fire back on anything moving or conflicting with your anger. Seriously. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it is. It's ridiculous. And exactly what happens when you neglect personal one-on-one prayer time with God. So your messy mindset encourages you to take ownership of the stuff, the mess, all the junk occupying your mind. Because again, I repeat 100 times if I need to, when you neglect personal one-on-one time with God, you see all the messy situations in your life as part of your life history. You take ownership of the stuff. 1 Thessalonians 5:6-18, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Folks, Never stop praising God. Lord, I just thank you. Forgive me, Lord. Help me be a better person, Lord. Thank you, God, for the promotion on my job, oh God. Just thank you for healing my body. Thank you that the doctor's reports came back negative. Lord, thank you that I no longer have disagreements with my friends, Lord. Thank you, God. Never stop praying. This, folks, will keep you in perfect peace. And no one will ever be able to steal your joy and peace of mind ever again. I will be right back after these announcements.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen. And I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up in donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now, back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back to conclude today's message. I hope you found healing in the scriptures today. I pray the Lord touched your heart. If you are just tuning in to Faith Walk Radio, my name is Susan Rosario. Title of the message today, Prayer Closet Part 2, Breaking Through. Scripture of the day, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Folks, this is such a powerful scripture. I have to read it again, study it every day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Also, last week's message, Prayer Closet Part 1, was received well, got a lot of positive feedback. Thank you, thank you. So that's why I wanted to share more today about how important it is to give God just a few minutes a day. No outside thoughts or distractions, just you giving God his 30 minutes to an hour a day. And that's not a lot to give, right? When you get so much more in return. After all, when you really think about it, you have 23 hours to get in trouble. Yes. So that hour with God in prayer and thanksgiving can do some serious damage in a good way. Folks, what a wonderful life we have in Jesus. 1 hour a day to God in prayer. Well, folks, I've had a wonderful time and my time is up for today. I will be back next week, same time right here, Sundays at 1:30 p.m. Again, I have enjoyed sharing the scriptures. It gives so much wisdom and can enrich your life every day if you give God the time of day. Make sense? Again, the title of the message today, Prayer Closet Part 2, Breaking Through, focused on becoming more spiritual about everything. Remember, protect your joy and peace of mind by any God means necessary. That means remembering to pray every single day and every single decision you make on a daily basis. Whether it's a phone call, a conversation, people, places, things, learning to take everything to God in prayer will no doubt help you stand on your faith more. Sure will. And it opens the door to more joy, more peace, more worship time, more prayer time with God. Why? Because you will start to desire and yearn for it. God, I need to connect with God today. Gee, I miss my prayer time. I just don't feel right. I'm off today. You start to feel like you can't live without it. Folks, that is where we have to be every day. Or let me say every moment of the day. We have to feel like something is wrong. Something just doesn't feel right when we neglect our personal prayer time with God. I think it's truly the key to living in the God reality. Remember, by any God means necessary, protect your joy and your peace of mind. So in saying that, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. Giving God 1 hour a day of your time is quite insulting when you really think about it, especially when we are asking for miracles and prosperity in all areas of our life every day. And when you really, really think about it, the flip side of things is the beauty of things when your heart is free to love and reside in Christ and the people in your life. There is no better joy. So why not get close to God 1 hour a day? Isn't that why we all exist? Now that's something to consider. Folks, again, I have had a wonderful time sharing the Word of God with you today. I hope you will meet me here same time next week, Sundays at 1:30 p.m. Go to my website if you missed this message, faithwalkradio.com, www.faithwalkradio.com. There you can listen to a bunch of messages and hope it will bless you and other people. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed. I trust you completely. I need a faith walk, a path to lead me straight.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.